Having a ball, boom, 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 boom. I am a lonely moss jockey. Why don't we take up the phone? 4321101. Feel free to jump in at any time for any reason. Hello, hi boy. Go ahead, you on the air.
Good morning, Nina.
Hi.
How are you? I really like your sense of humor and all. It's just one thing I felt I had to call up and ask about. Now, I was wondering why you pick on Jane Fonda often. I understand she was very vocal against the war, and now pretty much she just is. I understand what she's in town for today, vocal about the farmer. She did some kind of, she wrote a play or.
Yeah.
But otherwise, she's just supposed to be, like a feminist, activist. She doesn't mean any harm to anyone. I don't see what.
She didn't mean any harm to anyone when she sat there behind the enemy gun emplacements in the Vietnam conflict. She didn't mean any harm. When she sat behind machine guns that were used to shoot American flyers out of the sky, she didn't mean any harm. When she aided and abetted the enemy of the United States of America and sucked up the mousy tongue, she didn't mean any harm!
What do you mean she aided and abetted? How did she do this?
She visited with the enemy camp. She joked with their soldiers. While our guys are lying in trenches, booza-dow, mud flying up from their guns, she's laughing with the bad guys.
I thought what she was trying to do was like what a lot of other peace talks people do during any war. They're trying to get the two sides together. And how, if she were to go over and badmouth them, do you think they were going to get peace that way? Wasn't she or any other person throughout history who tries to do some kind of peace talk? Don't they have to have some kind of diplomacy and be nice and, exchange some kind of common decencies?
Could you do me a favor?
I'm not trying to call, to make...
No. All I'd like you to do, please, is take the telephone.
No, wait a second. I'm not trying to call up and be a part of a joke or anything. I'm saying I can understand, the war is very controversial.
And place it between your eyes.
No, I'm not going to. See, the thing is, I'm just saying why pick on one activist against an immoral war over, other people who just speak out against other injustices.
I'm going to throw up. Take that telephone, place it between your eyes now, and let me know when it's there.
It's there.
It's Rock with the Grease Man, DC 101.
Why, eh?